Thank you for calling Customer Support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. I'm getting charges from y'all, and I didn't order anything from y'all. I don't even know what you are. I've got my credit card fraud company on it, but I'm just trying to get out of your system. It's the second time it's happened.
Yes, and so you've already disputed the charge with your bank?
I'm trying, but y'all it's coming back at me again. I got a new credit card, and you're back on it again. I don't know why. I don't know who you are. I don't know how you got me.
Yes, and can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
My zip code is 70586, and my first name is Mary, and the last name is Laverne.
You said that's 70586?
Correct. What is your company? What do y'all sell?
So you're a third-party call center. We represent for multiple companies.
But what is this product? Do you know what it is that I'm being charged for?
I would have to have an account pulled up first.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I mean, what was your mailing address?
My mailing address is 674 Pete, P-I-T-R-E.
Yes, I mean, it does look like this was for a contest that was entered for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Whenever that contest is entered, you have to be enrolled in our app, Bites Hub.
Okay, I didn't enter a contest for a Dyson vacuum. So I don't
know how
it happened.
Doing any surveys and trying to claim a Dyson at the end of that survey?
No, I did not.
Are you familiar with the email address Mary, B as in boy, Laverne at sbcglobal.net?
That is my email address.
Yes, so it does look like that charge or the subscription was started with that email address. If you do not recall signing up, do you know if anyone in your household could have?
Honestly, I don't think anyone else in my household uses my email. I do, and I don't enter contests.
Yes,
no,
you don't recall signing up for a Bites Hub? It's a mobile fitness app.
I don't recall signing up for a Dyson, no. I don't recall entering any kind of contest.
Yes, so if you give me one moment, I can go ahead and have this account canceled. That cancellation does stop any future billings. You said the charge was already disputed through your bank, or you were trying to dispute the charge with your bank?
Last month when I was charged, I disputed it, and I had to get new credit cards and change all my billing with all my recurring bills. And unfortunately, this month, they have tried to charge me again, and so I did contact my credit card company, and hopefully, you know, it's gonna be over, because I don't want to have to keep changing my credit card numbers with all of my regular accounts that I do have established. It's pending currently in my account as of it showed up yesterday, and it's pending today. I think that what I understood was that they were trying to bill it on the old credit card.
Yes, so I can go ahead and cancel this account. That does cancel any future billings. However, in order to issue the refund, you would have to call back with your bank because the charge has already been disputed.
Okay, well, just go ahead and do whatever you can to cancel it. I really appreciate that.
Yes, would you like the cancellation number?
Do you know what the product is? Oh, you said it's a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
It was a contest that was entered for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
But it's called Pagini Glows. I don't understand that.
So it can bill differently depending on how you enter the contest. However, it's for the Dyson vacuum cleaner contest and enrolls in our app, Bites Hub. There also would have been a email that was sent to the Mary B. Laverne at sbcglobal.net email.
I'll double-check my trash junk email, but I don't recall ever seeing anything with that name on it. I've never seen that name except on my credit card bill.
Yes, ma'am. So the email would come from Bites Hub.
From who?
Bites Hub. That's B as in boy, I, T T as in Tom, E S as in Sam, Bytes Hub.
Okay, never heard of that. I'm going to look in my inbox right now and see if I have anything from that. I've never heard of that, Bytes. Let's see.
Yes, and you can try to type in the customer support email, which is C as in cat, S as in Sam, at grabbyteshub.com.
Yeah, nothing's coming up yet on my computer. I'm waiting for it to come up. But, yeah, so just cancel me. I honestly don't know what it is. I don't know how it happened. The day that I did have all these disputed charges, I was looking at recipes, and all I thought was maybe one of the ads in the recipe as I was closing or moving or whatever. That's all I can think. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's another person that's got my credit card information. I just don't know. I think it was something weird like that.
Yes, so Bytes Hub is a meal planning app, so you could have been signed up that way if you don't recall doing it through the contest. However, like I said, it does look like it was done with that email address, as well as a phone number of 337-459-8344.
Okay, that is my phone number. Now, when I look in my mail, I don't have anything from this Bytes. So I don't know Bytes Hub.
Yes, and
yeah,
so
I just don't see anything from them.
If you would like the refund for that charge, we can issue that. You would just have to call back with your bank since the charge has already been disputed. Sometimes when you dispute accounts, it can be going to a chargeback if the information does match up.
Well, I'm going to let the bank handle it. You know, I just thought maybe if I called and canceled it, that might help too. So I'm just trying to do my part. But, yeah, I don't want to have, you know. So you said you're going to cancel it as of now, right?
That's correct.
Okay, thanks so much.
Would you like the cancellation number?
I don't see it anywhere. Pardon?
Would you like a cancellation number?
Would I like to do what?
Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, that would be great. Thank you.
That's C as in cat, 92-08-96-638.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for all the customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.